the news at 1 on Radio 1. Next, to the inquest into the deaths of brothers Owen and Rory Chadha in Castlebar in County Mayo. The boys, aged 10 and 5, were murdered by their father Sanjeev Chadha outside Castlebar in July 2013. He has pleaded guilty to the murders at the Central Criminal Court last month. He's serving a life sentence. Our correspondent Pat McGrath was at the inquest. He joins us now. Pat, the verdict was unlawful killing. That was the verdict recorded. Tell us what happened today.
Well, the inquest first heard witness statements from those who discovered the bodies of Owen and Rory Chadha on the afternoon of Monday, the 29th of July last year. The brothers were found in the boot of a car which had been driven by their father into a wall at Rossbeg outside Westport. Now, a number of people came upon the scene of that crash at around about 3:30 on the afternoon in question. They gave evidence about what they saw. One of those witnesses, Sean Foy, was questioned by Kathleen Chadha's solicitor, Justin Cody, and he asked him about what he saw in the boot, essentially. And Mr. Foy told the inquest that the boys seemed to be at peace when he saw them. Several other locals and holidaymakers who were on the road at the same time gave accounts of the car being full of smoke and the circumstances, again, surrounding the initial discovery of the boys' remains.
The court also heard about the Garda investigation, Pat.
That's right. A Garda, Brian Kilkelly, was the first guard on the scene. He outlined his interactions with the boys' father, Sanjeev Chadha, and his discovery of the bodies of the boys in the boot of the car in question. And then we heard about the investigation into the murders. Detective Sergeant James Carroll told the inquest that he had been tasked with identifying the location where the boys were killed. On full of further inquiries, that was identified as a place close to Ballintubber Abbey outside Castlebar. And the inquest also heard details of the post-mortem examinations which were conducted on the bodies of 10-year-old Owen and 5-year-old Rory. In the case of Owen, strangulation with blunt force trauma to the head was the cause of death. And in the case of his brother Rory, the cause of death was strangulation. Now, on the basis of all the evidence given, Coroner John O'Dwyer recommended a verdict of unlawful killing was appropriate, and jurors returned verdicts in line with those recommendations just before lunchtime.
The boy's mother, Kathleen Chadha, was at the inquest. She spoke afterwards, did she?
She spoke at the conclusion of the proceedings at the coroner's court, all right. She thanked members of the Gardaí who were involved in the case over the last 16 months. She said many, many people in Mayo had taken the boys into their hearts and given her support from afar, as she put it. She also paid tribute to the staff at Mayo General Hospital and said she thought and prayed for those who had arrived at the crash scene on the 29th of July 2013. Her voice faltered with emotion towards the end of her statement to the court, but she said she knew her boys' remains were treated with dignity and respect at all times, and she also thanked her family and neighbours in Carlow for the constant love and support they had shown to her since her loss.
Pat, thanks indeed. Pat McGrath there in Castlebar in County Mayo.